building to find out how. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar on scholarships starts at noon and expo opens at 1 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 5th of Rocktober, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live from our studios, underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, exploring questions about our human nature, our culpability in the destruction of our Earth, and our underlying ability to hope for better things is the message of A Brief History of Human Extinction, a lighthearted romp from Up in the Air Theater. It's playing at the Historic next week, and we're going to talk to the director later on in the show. Also, some friends of the show are here to tell us about a dinner dance event to help raise money for Crohn's and colitis. And it's SOCAN Day. That's the day when we help our friends get paid for the music they write. And we've also got call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. I should turn the mic on before we do that. Okay. Slow down. Let's start again. Okay, there we go. It happens sometimes when I'm not quite paying attention. I hit the wrong button and it all goes all to hell. Anyway, when we first started this show 4 years ago, why are you stopping? Don't do that. Oh my goodness. There. Now it's on manual. Nothing will go wrong. Everything's fine. Start again. About 4 years ago, when we first started this show, we had a guest, an Alberta artist who had just graduated from the Berklee School of Music. She was spending some time in Vancouver before heading down to Los Angeles to get her career going. She's just released her new album, and they had a big party in LA last night for us. She sent us a copy of it. The album is called For the Feminine, by the Feminine. The song is called Sunday, and the artist is Lindsay Kay.
To the front, I bowed my head and
into his hands. He blessed me there instead.
So it's congratulations there to Lindsay for a really nice piece of work there. It's called For the Feminine, By the Feminine by Lindsay Kay, and it's available on all the usual outlets now. Well, sitting across from me is a longtime friend of the show and CITR member and who used to hang out with us back in the good old days.
When he used to be able to smoke in here.
Oh yeah, yeah. We can talk about the good old days.
No, that's not. I've forgotten about it.
Anyway, it's Elspeth Robinson. Hi, Elspeth.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. And you brought your friend Matthew in.
Matthew Sebastiani, mm-hmm. And he's the president of our Crohn's disease chapter in Vancouver. And we're going like to talk a little bit about an event we have coming up in November.
Now, last time you were here, we talked about the
Gutsy Walk.
Yeah. And that did really well. You raised a bit of money for that.
I was one of the top raisers, which I was quite happy about. But that was good. So we did well there.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Matthew, you've got a dinner dance coming up.
We do. Well, thank you for having us today to explain this. It is our first annual dinner and dance for Crohn's and Colitis Canada. It's our fundraiser. It's going to be held at the University Golf Club here at University Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And we're really looking forward to trying to raise more money for this cause.
Yeah. I mean, it's a serious illness. I was looking at some of the statistics. One in 150 Canadians deal with some form of bowel disorder and Crohn's or colitis, and when you look at the perspective, if you go to a hockey game, back in the days when they would sell out, that's about 20,000 people. So it's roughly 200 of the people that you would see at a hockey game would be the sort of the proportion of what the population of Canada deals with. So it's a lot of people.
It is. It's lots of people. We're looking at over 250,000 Canadians that suffer with these illnesses. And you're right, one in 150 Canadians. It's the highest incidence rate in the world.
Wow.
These are chronic conditions. There is no known cause, no known cure. And that's why we're working toward finding a cure, and also the patient programs that will help people of all ages that have these diseases.
Now, you said it's the highest ratio of any other country in the world.
Yes.
Is, is there any thought about why we're so lucky?
Well, it is something very interesting. I'm not necessarily a researcher, and there hasn't been a lot of research done.
So it's one of the things they're looking into, right?
Like you said,
there's no known cause. So until you know what the cause is, you can sort of...
Absolutely. And it is, when you look at, it's definitely more of a northern hemisphere illness. Yeah. And so it may be a variety of reasons. Some people say it's food. Some people say it's just autoimmune. So it's related to bacteria or something like that. So it's really unknown. And so that's why we're trying to fundraise. And Crohn's and Colitis Canada is one of the top fundraisers and researchers of these diseases in the world. And so we want to continue to support the charity and the researchers that are working toward this.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned you're also a student here at UBC.
I am.
And you're at the Sauder School of Business. Yes. So tell me a little bit about what being in a high stress situation like a business school, what kind of effect that has on a condition like, is it Crohn's or colitis that you have?
I have ulcerative colitis. And so I was diagnosed in my undergrad. And so now that I'm doing my master's here at UBC, thankfully I've been able to find ways to manage it a little bit better. But absolutely, during university years, stress is a big issue and does aggravate the symptoms if it's flared. And so it's just coming up with just being very positive and having good mental health, but also a good support base, good family and friends. But just living with the struggles of these diseases. I know the university here at UBC, and I was at SFU for my undergrad. They have great, great supports in place to, you know, write exams in spaces where you're able to use the washroom. Because obviously that's a big issue is, you know, the urgency of washroom access. And that's throughout life, wherever you are. And that's another thing we advocate for, too, is the washroom accessibility. And if I may just put another plug in here, it's the Go Here app. And we're asking any businesses or, places of business to open up their washrooms to people who do live with chronic diseases, because sometimes, you know, it's hard to go around town. And the Go Here app is an app that allows one to plan their route and where there are washrooms along the way.
They're not all publicly accessible. A lot of businesses require you to make a purchase or do something ahead of time. So
we're asking businesses to look up the Go Here on Crohn's and Colitis' website if they're willing to open up their washrooms or just let people know that their washrooms are accessible.
Yeah.
To email the charity, let them know. We'll add them to the app. And for anybody, and it doesn't have to be Crohn's and Colitis, there are a lot of medical, issues that people deal with that need washroom access.
Yeah.
And so anybody can download the Go Here app. So that's something that I wanted to bring up today.
Well, that's a really good thing to have. And thanks for bringing that up. So let's talk about the event. It's happening in November 3rd, right here on campus, sort of off, slightly off campus on the lands at the golf club.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful place to hold a party. I've been to a few there.
We're really excited about this. We think that we're going to have a great party for, just to celebrate. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a dinner, 3-course meal.
Yeah.
We're going to have an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. We're going to have silent auction, live auction. And, of course, we have a great DJ who's going to be out there for us to play music. And we're going to be partying till past midnight, probably. And so it's a Saturday night. This is on November 3rd.
Yeah.
It's just about a month away. And so we're asking people to come out. It's $75 a ticket. You can please check us out on our Facebook page. That's Crohn's and Colitis Canada Vancouver chapter. Our Vancouver chapter has all the details there and availability if anybody wants to get tickets. Like I said, it's going to be an exciting event. This is our first one. Toronto has an annual gala every year for Crohn's and Colitis. And so we thought we need one too, right?
We need to step up to the plate.
Exactly.
There.
Yes. So we're looking to at least get 100 people out for this event. And we're doing well so far. But, anybody that wants to, get out there and help support this cause. Even if you've never heard of Crohn's and Colitis before, it's just going to be an overall great event. $75 a ticket. Again, that's, entree, appetizer, dessert. We're going to have dancing, silent live auction. It's going to be a great event.
We've got a lot of really good silent auction items, too. We've got a pass to the wine festival in March, I believe it is, that our old friend Harry Hertz.
Another CITR alumnus.
Yeah. donated, and we have a purple ukulele, which is fantastic, from Bone Rattle Music.
Oh, great.
And we are getting some tickets from Bard on the Beach, and we've got some tickets from Ballet BC that they donated for us. So we've got a lot of different auction items, and lots of wine is being auctioned too. So
sounds like it's going to be a fun night. Fun night. Yeah,
it will be. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. So we'll put a link to your Facebook page on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And that's the place for people to go if they want more information.
Absolutely. Yes, we have a link there to buy the tickets and also get more information as needed.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming in.
We appreciate your time. Thank you for having us.
All right. So that's happening November 3rd. And as I said, it's the Vancouver Dinner and Dance for the Crohn's and Colitis Canada Foundation. And just check the Facebook link for more information.
Back in the time before my Keenan ruined watching the Canucks for me. When he traded away Trevor Linden after letting Messier have the captaincy. I used to like to watch Gino Ochi play the enforcer role. Didn't have as much talent as some, but he sure played with an awful lot of soul. Now you can go ahead and be a jerk and you can call him a goon. But he fought like a kid in the schoolyard who was trying to make a bully sleep his little brother alone. There was a reason people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. To determine the look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. I'm just fighting. That we know and we like to see a little blood on the ice. But the armchair shadows and the TV clowns, they don't pay the butcher's bill. It falls to people like Gino to go out and bleed for the national spectacle. But he wouldn't let himself become another casualty. He took your worst impulses and he turned them around to lead a life of leadership and dignity. There was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized a feeling, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. 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 Fighting to keep the love of our spouses. Fighting to keep the banks from taking our houses. Fighting to keep the respect of our children, making a living, not making a killing. Oh, let's go. Nation's leader Gino Ojig met with the Pope, it's true. Pope apologized for the church's role in Canada's residential school. I wonder, was
easy tempted to grab him by the jersey and pop him a few. But Gino forgave him, said it's time to work together to build the future anew. Now he owns and runs the golf course out on the Muskrat, leading young people with a strong example. That is what he's always done. There was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting to stay in the game.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
So, let's see, what are we going to talk about? There's a show going on right now at Studio 58. It's part of Langara College season, and it's also a co-production with New World Theater. It's called Incognito Mode, a play about porn. It's a generational exploration of pornography in the digital age. It's written by Marcus Youssef and directed by Chelsea Haberlin, both friends of the show. Got a great group of creative people, designers supporting it, and a terrific cast of Studio 58 students. So it's going on right now until the 14th of October. You got a week left. Incognito Mode, a play about porn. If you want to find out more, check out Langara College or Studio 58. Studio58.ca is their website. Let's see. We're playing local tunes so that local folks can get a little bit of cash. This is Chris Kelly and Nicole Gibson, who were visiting here about 6 months ago. The song's called Swim to You.
I'm going.
and I would swim to you.
Our interview with Tamara about the the brief history of human extinction. That is going to be coming up later in the show, so we're going to right now go to the Dave Radio Call Board, our weekly feature of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. A couple of notices from the Push Festival. It's the 2019 Push Assembly. Pitch your show on January 30th. If you're an artist or artistic producing company, this is an opportunity to pitch your new and upcoming week work at the Push Assembly during the 2019 Push Push Festival of Art. I just lost it. Oh, my goodness. There we go. A Push International Performing Arts Festival. Pitch to an international audience of producers, artistic directors, festival curators, presenters, and programmers. You can find out more at the Push Festival website, pushfestival.ca, and just click on the blog. Deadline for application is October 26th, and you will be notified by the 19th of November. Also at the Push Festival website, you can sign up for the Youth Academy. This is a unique opportunity of small group of professionally minded young people who hope to pursue a life and career immersed in and around the performing arts. The Youth Academy provides a platform to experience, examine, and engage in the professional contemporary performing arts community through workshops, discussions, and shows leading up to and during the Push Festival in January. It's like a book club, but for the live performing arts. The Academy meets on a bi-weekly basis. If you want more, you can go to pushfestival.ca and click on the Youth button. You must be between 16 and 24 in order to apply. Our friends at Patrick Street Productions are preparing for Herringbone the Musical. This show is going to be happening in April of next year, and they are holding auditions later on this month. Herringbone is a tour de force one-person musical by Tom Cohn, Skip Cannon, and Eileen Fitzhugh, and it will be directed by and choreographed by Patrick Street Productions' artistic associate, Kayla Dunbar. It tells the story of George Nukin, a particularly pivotal year in his childhood in Alabama during the Great Depression. It's a one-person show. George starts to take lessons from old vaudeville performers. His family's lives become tangled in a seedy web of ambition, greed, demonic possession, and murder, and George can't seem to escape no matter where he turns. In an attempt to synthesize George's many layers and personalities, his grown-up vaudeville persona, Herringbone, narrates the story and plays all 10 parts in the show. Now, they are doing double casting for this production, which means that two performers will be cast in the show, each one taking on alternate nights. So you will be on stage all by yourself, but you won't have to do every show. So they're looking for people who have some singing and dancing skills and also the ability to play multiple roles at the same time. To prepare for this audition, they want you to do a duo, trio, or group number from musical theater that you can perform with yourself. So, like, for example, if you take Anything You Can Do from Annie Get Your Gun, you know, no, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. That kind of thing. Anyway, they'll provide an accompanist for you. So if you want to find out more about that, you can email Katie at Patrick Street Productions. And that's Katie, K-A-T-E-Y, at patrickstreetproductions.com. And you can also go to patrickstreetproductions.com to find out more about that. Let's see here. auditions for Miracle Theater in Prince George. Norm Foster's halfway there. The auditions are happening later on this month. The show runs in February and March. You can email your headshot and resume to tedpricepg@shaw.ca or go to miracletheater.ca to find out more about that. A little closer to home, Vital Spark Theater is doing another production by Joan Bryans called Changed Utterly. The auditions for that are happening on Monday at the Playwrights Theater Center in Chinatown. The show itself runs February to March of next year at the Jericho Arts Center. And they're looking for four women, ages 20 to 45, and also three men, two aged 25, 15 to 25, and one gentleman aged 40 to 65. Circle Bright Productions is doing stage version of Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. This is adapted by Patrick Barlow from the novel by John Butchin. And directed by our dear friend Sarah Rogers. The show is happening in March at the Norman Rothstein Theater at 41st and Oak. And the auditions are on Tuesday, October 9th, at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island. And there are four actors cast in this show. One plays Richard Hannay, who's a charming and dashing leading man. One female actor who plays three characters. And she has to be good at accents, specifically German, Scottish, and a variety of British accents. And also the other two actors play all the other characters. They are the clowns. They could be of any age, and they play up to 100 characters, some of them more than once at the same time on stage. It's a fast-paced comedy, and all roles demand stamina, versatility, and excellent comic timing. If you want to find out more, you can send your resume and headshot to Lydia Williams, and Lydia's address is hr@circlebrightproductions.com. We've got an audition at Metro Theater, Murder on Reserve by Thomas Hishak. And that's going to be happening in January. The auditions are on Tuesday and Wednesday at Metro Theater, which is at the south end of Granville Street in Marpole. Let's see here. Urban Ink Productions, their artistic director Corey Payette is looking to meet musical theater performers from the Vancouver region whose work he is not familiar with. So it's sort of a general audition for musical theater artists. If you want to request an audition, you can send stuff to producer@urbaninc.ca. And the deadline for that is October 12th. Royal City Musical Theatre is doing Singing in the Rain at the Massey Theatre in New Westminster in April, and right now they're casting for all roles. The auditions are next weekend, October 13th and 14th at Renegade Studios, which is on East Broadway at Renfrew. And if you want to find out more about that, you can email them at rcmtoffice@telus.net. ZZ Theatre is doing Dead People's Things by Dave DeVoe. This is a play that's been in process for several years, and it's finally ready to come out, as they say. It's based on a real-life family tragedy exploring the link between identity, belongings, and loneliness. Production starts in April. Auditions are on October 15th, and you can find out more by going to ZZ Theatre, which is Z-E-E-Z-E-E theatre.ca. United Players at Jericho are doing Good Night, Desdemona, Good Morning, Juliet by Anne-Marie MacDonald, directed by our friend Sarah Rogers. The production starts in January at Jericho Art Center. The auditions are happening on Wednesday, October 17th during the day. So if you're working, you got to take some time off for that. They're looking for actors to play a combination of roles. So they have actor one playing Othello, Tybalt, Professor Claude, and Juliet's nurse, and it sort of goes on from there. You can get a full breakdown at United Players' website. And so they're looking for actors of all ethnic, cultural, sexual, gender identities. And if you want to book an audition, you can contact Linda, and her email address is lindashearer52@yahoo.co.uk. And as I said, all the details are at the United Players website. North Van Community Players doing Norm Foster's Drinking Alone, and that'll be at Hendry Hall in North Van in January. Auditions are October 21st and 22nd. And go to North Van Community Players to find out more about that. And how about this? Mamma Mia, after its big run at the Stanley last year, is going to be in two places next year. One is Theatre Under the Stars at Malcolm Bowl in Vancouver. They're holding auditions for that October 21st and 27th. And the Chemainus Theatre Festival is also holding auditions for their summer production of Mamma Mia. That'll be directed by Barbara Tomasek. And their auditions are in Vancouver on Tuesday, October 23rd. Go to chemainustheatre.ca for more information about that. The Electric Company is looking for adult Latinx and BIPOC actors for their upcoming workshop and world premiere of Anywhere But Here, an original script by Carmen Aguirre with rap composition by Shad. And that's going to be happening at the Vancouver Playhouse in mid of 2019 into early 2020. So this will be a long commitment, but it's a brand new production by a very talented writer design and creative crew. So definitely worth checking out for that. Send your resume and headshot to Shantini at electriccompanytheater.com or go to electriccompanytheater.com to find out more information. And make sure when you submit, you let them know what city you're based in, at what level your Spanish is at, and whatever musical and or rap experience you might have. In Tsawwassen, the Sidekick Players are doing Fighting Days by Wendy Lill. This is the true story of three women, Frances Bainan, Lillian Bainan, and Nellie McClung, who fought to get Canadian women the vote in the early part of the 20th century. It's directed by Carol Lefebvre. It's happening in January. The auditions are at the end of this month, October 29th and 30th, at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. And Sidekick Players, you can send their email address is sidekickplayers@outlook.com. And one final audition at Metro Theater. It's called Up and Coming by Eric Chappell. It's happening in November. And you can go to the Metro Theater website to find out more information on that. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like us to read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Last week, we talked to Jeff Gladstone, who is involved with one of the movies playing at the Vancouver International Film Festival. It's called Kingsway, and this is one of the songs from that movie.
I've been thinking of you, and I've been drinking as I do. Lying to myself, lying in bed with someone else, and it's not enough to come home when it's empty and alone. It's not enough to get by on your bitterness and pride. So whisper my name in her ear, softly, not loud enough to hear. Then when you kiss her, just like we used to kiss, I hope you find I'm the one you miss.
And it's not enough to come clean and say the things you mean. It's not enough to move on and admit that love is gone. Oh, and when I did what I was doing, I knew, baby, I knew it was wrong, 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 wrong. I guess I should have known what I was doing, but only break my own heart all alone. Yeah, yeah. So whisper my name in her ear softly, not loud enough to hear. Then when you kiss her, just like we used to kiss, I hope you find, I hope sometimes that I'm the one you miss.
Cruising, I've nothing to lose, so I make my way down to Commercial Drive. That's where we ride. Hook my helmet off, roll my hands through my platinum coif. It's poetry night at Cafe du Soleil. I'm looking to get laid, crammed in a cafe. There's such an array of plaid, plaid denim vested babes with undercut shaves. Then she starts her set. I'm suddenly wet. Who's this finest femme I see? And what's her LP? Lesbian potential. Nails cut short, you're in a dude's t-shirt. All good signs, she might like pussy. But ooh, girl, you got me confused, girl. With your hair buzzed on one side, do you like what I like? You could also be an alternative hipster. Ooh, girl, does a ruby rose make your toes curl? Her haircut's misleading, I can't find a reading. You could very well be an activist beatnik. I ask around for a reference. Seems that no one's met her before. Makes me want her more. I'll try to lock eyes. The look never lies. Oh shit, she's talking to some bro dude scum with an ugly man bun. Ooh, girl, are you my queer muse, girl? You're so smart and wordy, I want to get dirty with you, ooh, ooh, in a gender neutral bathroom. Ooh, girl.
Hey, buy me a drink.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Sarah Vicarick. That was a song that was featured in Polyqueer Love Ballad, which was a big hit at the Fringe Festival this year. And Sarah herself is she's still working. She's doing a show with Shameless Hussy in a couple months that I'll tell you about later. But on the phone right now, we've got Tamara McCarthy. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm stumbling over your name.
That's all right. You know me a long time, too.
I know. It's just one of those days, you know. You think you got it all in control, and it all falls apart, and you don't know where you're at. So you're directing A Brief History of Human Extinction.
Yes.
I love stuff that start out as a brief history, because then you know it's not going to be brief.
No, and especially when it ends in of human extinction.
Yeah.
You really know it's not going to be brief.
So give me a brief summary of what the show is about.
Well, this show is about the last woman, last man, and last otter, sea otter to be specific, on Earth. And it's really about grappling with choosing life and choosing death. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're in a place where humans have been choosing death as we destroy our world.
Yeah.
And so the two of them are really grappling with, do we continue to find a way to live, or do we face the final moment? And so it's really grappling all of those things. And at the same time, telling a story like this through humor and puppetry.
So yes. You're working with, the Mind of a Snail Puppet Company.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, this collaboration began where sort of traditional playwright Jordan Hall and Mind of a Snail Puppet Company with Jessica and Chloe, we got together and I was brought in as the director at that point and decided to do something totally insane and rip apart form and try and bring these two very distinctly different ways of working together into one cohesive world and one show. So very fitting for the content of what the play is about. But we've been 2 years in development and very excited for the world premiere, as we have live action and then we have puppetry through Shadow World. We have puppetry through projection, and we have our otter, who is, you know, a live puppet on stage in front of the shadow, and how those worlds all weave together to tell a story theatrically. It's been quite a process of breaking out of form as we may know it. So for sure, if people come to this, they're going to see a piece of theater unlike anything they have ever seen before. That I will give you.
If nothing else, at least we'll get that.
That's
very exciting, and it sounds like it's been quite a process of trial and error and you know, it's kind of struggling along, seeing what works and what doesn't, and surprises.
Absolutely.
And learning along the way.
Everybody's got such a different process that they work in. Mm-hmm. And what we've asked everybody to do is basically forget everything they've ever known to be true while still hanging on to that, and bust open their work and bust open their process and their heart, really.
Yeah.
to dive into this unknown, terrifying form of art that we've really created together. So it's quite remarkable. I think the piece that's going to be on the stage that's all going to be resonating within the audience, who will feel the depth behind the work.
Tell me a little bit about some of the people you're working with. Who are the performers?
Yeah, well, our live performers, the ones that are not puppeteers, we have Lisa C. Ravensbergen is our lead role, along with Daniel Martin, who's also one of the producers of Up in the Air Theater, who is putting this show on. They're being presented as part of the Kulch main stage season. And then we have four puppeteers. So there's six performers. We have Chloe and Jessica, who are also designers from Mind of a Snail. They will be performing live in the show. And then our dear otter, one of the most difficult puppet animals, it turns out, to decide to put in a play, requires two puppet performers to animate. So we have Stephanie Elgersma, who is also designed and built this puppet, and Dave Mott, who's the other producer of Up in the Air, is helping her puppeteer our otter called Ami. So that's our performer team. And we have one more performer. We have Nancy Tam, who is our sound designer and composer, and she will be playing live.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always fun. Like doing the music and the sound live.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just thought, you know, how can we make this really complex project more complex?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep doing it, friends. And that's what we've done.
Yeah.
There's no stopping us.
Yeah. Actually, that brings me back to the time that you and I first met. It was a show called Quorum Boy at the Jericho Arts Center, and we did a lot of live sound with that as well. It can be very powerful, very effective.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So she works with these something called MIDI controllers, where she pre-programs a lot of stuff, but
mm-hmm.
then she's basically working with this. They almost look like, I mean, since this is a sci-fi thriller, a comic sci-fi thriller. These things she works off of kind of, they look like they belong in this futuristic world. They're kind of like a lighting board. They're kind of like a synthesizer, and yet neither of those things. And she's kind of a DJ of sorts, playing off of these things live. And it's very cinematic,
mm-hmm.
working with shadow puppetry. So she's actually got underscoring music, much as like you would in a movie, happening throughout the play, because puppetry requires that kind of support to also bring it alive. So in a lot of ways, though this is a piece of theater, it's highly cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the things that kind of got me interested in radio was back in the 70s, out here at UBC, the CBC had a live comedy radio show called Dr. Bundolo that they used to do in the Student Union Building. And I used to come out here. I'd skip out of school in the afternoon and come out here and watch them do the show. And I would sit right in front of the sound effects guy and just watch him work. And it was fascinating to see him playing with all the toys. And he had some things pre-recorded, but a lot of it was just, you know, sandbags and had a pair of shoes on a tray full of sand to simulate walking and all kinds of stuff like that. And I was just glued to watching him work.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
She'll be watching the show and responding to the action on the stage in a live, form with her sound composing and design. So super cool.
Yeah. Well, it sounds really exciting.
Yeah. We open next week.
Mm-hmm.
We preview on the 10th.
Yeah.
And then we open on the 11th of October. And the Kulch has such a packed season. So we only play until the 20th of October. And then they've got their next group moving in. So
October
10th to 20 is the dates to get in there.
Yeah. And you're in the Historic Theater, which is a great place to work in.
Yeah, we're in the Historic Theater at the Kulch. Yeah.
Yeah, so terrific. So the tickets are at the usual place, tickets@thekulch.com. And they're very reasonably priced, $24 and up. So check it out. It's A Brief History of Human Extinction, directed by Tamara McCarthy. And Tamara, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know you're very busy. You just had a rehearsal and you're off to give
just
notes.
I'm going to go get some lunch and then we'll continue our rehearsal before we head to the theater next week.
All right. Great.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And guess what? That's our show. Holy Mackinac, time sure flies, doesn't it? Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And remember to like us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And don't go anywhere, because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 o'clock and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca.